I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Cursive words left indelibly impressed on a piece of rag paper, courtesy of a still-nib pen, yielded by one Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. The churches of Massachusetts sounded in the distance. Tired hands opened the window latch as the cold winter air crept down onto the writing table. A small price to pay, in order to better hear the sounds of 100 mighty bells singing their advent of hope, in a time when people so desperately needed it. Their message? Christ the Savior is born. It was not long ago that the very town he looked out upon was founded, built on the idea of being able to freely worship that holy child. A child which represented the ideals of eternal life, eternal liberty, and the eternal pursuit of happiness. Lost in thought, his introspection was interrupted by the crackling pop of a fireplace lock. The fire, though necessary to warm the home, served as a haunting, inescapable reminder. The writer, still grieving over a wife whose dress suddenly caught flame before meeting a tragic end. The chimes, heralding the Savior's birth, served as a reminder that the chains of death could be broken, a free gift for all. One that spoke of the promise of again seeing those he loved. He expressed a silent gratitude for that which remained. An eldest son, who though far from the lonely room, let some of his presence be felt there. This, through the arrival of a Christmas letter, most unexpected. With unprecedented dexterity, eager hands given new life slipped open the letter. What felicitations of joy would lie therein? Father, I feel a compulsion to report that against thy wishes, in the prior months I joined myself to the Union Army, in pursuit of the cause of protecting our freedoms. In decency, I write these things now, as I was gravely wounded by a Confederate ball, and fear I shan't live to see you again. Smitten with a wounded grief, unable to provide sufficient air to any guttural or anguished cry, the pen could yet speak. He expressed his sentiments in an oft-forgotten verse. Then from each black, accursed mouth, the cannon thundered in the south. And with the sound, the carols drowned. Of peace on earth, goodwill to men. As his head bowed in despair, a sounding bell prompted. There is one still who has been lower than this all. A man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, come to bear the sins, pains, and sicknesses of all the world. He is born. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. By the grace of God, Longfellow's son survived his injuries. He transformed the feelings he recorded into a message of hope that has endured throughout centuries. As we experience our own joys and hardships, let us remember that Jesus Christ came into the world to help us bear them all. He is not dead, nor doth he sleep. God watches over us always. This Christmas, let us make room for him to dwell in our minds and hearts.